Speaking test 3.
Now, in this first part, Nafisa, I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what you do. Do you work or are you a student?
At the moment, I'm working as an interpreter with a company called Escase. My job involves interpreting for different people, especially people from Iran and Afghanistan.
Is there anyone who helps you in your work?
Yes, of course. My husband will help me sometimes, especially if there is rush time. He will take me by car there. And also, he does the same job as me and with the same company.
Do you spend time with colleagues after work?
Sometimes, if they need it, I'll do it. Otherwise, I won't, because you will have to sign on your form at the end of the session, and you will have to go back home. Normally, that's what they want. But sometimes, if they need, you'll have to stay and answer their questions, or organize another session for the patient or for the client.
Okay, let's go on to talk about what you do to relax. How much time do you have for relaxation?
Indeed, I haven't got a lot of time for relaxation, as I have got a baby, and he's about 15 months. When I have spare time, I just sit at home and enjoy watching TV or listening to the radio, especially pop music.
What do most people do for relaxation in your country?
In my country, many people they are jobless, and in my point of view, I think they don't need any relaxation, because they very often able to visit their family. But generally, people meeting other relatives or friends, and they just do some kind of activities that suited them.
What could you change in your life to give you more time to relax?
Could you please...
What could you change in your life to give you more time to relax?
In my life? That's a good question. If I pass this exam and finally plop one, I could have more time to spend with my baby, or also have some time for relaxation. Life is very busy in this country. I think it's due to technology or something in this country. As I come from an Asian background, it's totally different. I would say if I start working as a doctor, I'll have more time for relaxation, because I'm studying at the moment as well. I attend a class apart from my job. I'm very busy person.
Okay, now I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
Here's a piece of paper and a pencil for making notes, and here is your topic.
Thank you.
I'd like you to describe a piece of clothing you bought recently. Right, Nafisa, remember you have 1 to 2 minutes for this, so don't worry if I stop you.
Okay.
I'll tell you when the time's up. Can you start speaking now, please?
Yes, of course. I bought recently a silky trousers. I bought it from a shop called Teji Huge. It's located in Sheffield. It's one of the big supermarkets, I think. Department stores. It's one of the biggest department stores in Sheffield. I bought it about 1 month ago. I bought it because I really need it. There was my cousin party, and I did wear it on. It's very nice trousers with in a good quality crisp cotton. I like the color as well, and the I usually wear clothes which mix and go with each other easily for variety, match with each other for variety. However, my fashion is nowadays just casual, but it's stylish. when I did wear it on, I really enjoyed very well, because I looked very beautiful and gorgeous on this dress, as my friend told to me. I think in everybody's life, clothes is very important. It's essential because it tells you something about you, and people will judge about you. I feel.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Do you enjoy shopping for clothes?
Oh yes, of course. I enjoy shopping, especially clothes. However, I'm not the trend of the latest. I'm not the slave of the latest trend. But still, I like shopping and.
Thank you. Can I take the task card and the pencil?
Oh, yes, of course.
We've been talking about a piece of clothing you bought recently,
yeah.
And I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this.
Okay.
Let's consider first of all buying clothes in general. What kinds of things influence a person's choice in clothes?
In my point of view, there are various reasons for people choosing clothes. First of all, I think lots of people do it after fashion.
Mm-hmm.
For example, they would like to buy the most and the latest piece of clothes. Secondly, I think people will buy it due to the financial improvement, especially in these countries, in European countries. People will have lots of money and they can buy anything that they want, even they can buy luxuries or modern things, for example, a new car, or even they have got one car, but they want to change it very often.
Okay, you're talking about other things, but if you think about clothes,
yeah.
What's the difference between how men and women feel about buying clothes, do you think?
It's a good question. Let me gather in my thoughts. I think it's generally it depends on their mood, but usually female they would prefer to buy the most beautiful clothes. For men, I think they don't mind about it.
Why do you think that is? That why do you think there is that difference?
I think they don't. I believe they don't care of the appearance of their clothes, or and they don't need to look beautiful like women.
Why do women need to look
attractive?
Beautiful?
But women, you know, they want to be beautiful and look attractive, and it's very important for them to because they feel very happy or excited if somebody tell them that you look gorgeous or fantastic. They will be very happy.
Do you think that's because of society, or is it because of women, the nature of women?
I think it's the nature of the woman, and also mentally. Mentally, they would prefer to wear on the best clothes available. Women are more organized, I think, and they would like to buy clothes which goes with them. That goes with them.
Do you think that uniforms have some advantages?
Indeed, yes, of course, it's definitely. There are many advantages in using uniform. For example, for school teachers or for doctors, you can distinct between normal people or professionals. It's crucial to me, I think, essential for them to wear. For example, I take my baby to a crash, and all the workers they put on special clothes like blue uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I respect them more than anyone else because they look more tidy, and it's better to wear a uniform. It's very.
So that's an aspect of professionalism. But what about for children at school, for example? Why can it be advantageous for them to wear uniforms?
I think at the school it's also very important because students, it can be encouraged students to go to a school, and they feel that we are somebody important, or we are going to somewhere to learn, or it's a sign of our country's education or something, that's very important for children as well.
Okay, let's think about the fashion industry. You mentioned it a couple of times. How do you think globalization has affected fashion in different parts of the world?
Oh yes. Because nowadays the latest technology, especially the internet, it makes it a lot easier to access different things and improve fashion around the world. For example, people who work in this field, for designers, they can have a look at the internet, and they can improve their way of catwalk or something, and they can choose easily people's and they can find easily people's interests or choice.
Right. Thank you very much. That's the end of the speaking test.
Thank you.